Values are beliefs about what matters most to us. And they're extremely powerful. They guide so many things in our life. They guide our choices, our relationships, our commitments, our limits, what we believe we can't or won't do, and our impact in the world. All of these things are governed and guided by those undergirding values. Now, that's our personal values. In a team, values serve to clarify what we can expect of each other and what we can't expect of each other. And if you remember at the beginning, we talked about those values that are below the line and above the line. And so the more you can get your values stated and above the line, the more you have clarity around what you expect. Now, values are interesting. They exist whether you like them or not. They exist whether you've consciously created them or not. And they come from a lot of different places. Now, in a personal sense, our values come from a range of things. Things like our parents and mentors. Just we've caught these values over time. There are many ways values are caught, not taught. You just observe something and you learn it. They come from our good and bad experiences. I have a series of bad experiences in a relationship or in a workplace, and I begin to develop values from that that basically guide me to say, I don't ever want to do that again. What I value is X, not Y. Good experience is the same thing. I keep getting rewarded every time I do this kind of behavior. That's my new value. Hard work, putting in more time, that might become a value of yours based on a good experience or a bad experience. Values also come from our education, the school you choose, the teachers you choose, the books you decide to read. All of these things will drive your value set, what you've created in your own self to be important. Personality traits will drive values. Some personalities value innately, just their personality preferences will value straight talk, whereas others will value being supportive. And that will guide that kind of value set. The last one, and it's a big one, is religious beliefs. What you bring to the world and how you've been formed by, if you have a spiritual or religious tradition, are going to powerfully shape your values. And of course, how that particular religion that you are a part of has chosen to express itself will guide values. So you could be two different kinds of Muslims with radically different value sets. But religious beliefs are a main one. So these are kind of the overarching places that values come from. Now, an interesting thing about values is they can change over time, either on purpose or unconsciously. And so sometimes they change unconsciously, like I just said, you read a book and you didn't know you'd change your values or you had a bad experience. But the best way to do this is to upgrade your values by changing them on purpose. Here's what I mean by that. Let me start with a simple metaphor. In every garden, there are weeds. And those weeds grow up and they choke out all of the plants that actually produce fruit and give life and flowers. And these weeds grow very easily, very uncontrollably, unless you're mindful and tending to them. And the same thing is true with our beliefs about the world and our values. I call these head weeds. We all have head weeds in our thought life. And they make up the matrix of our value set and they govern our behavior. Now, an example of a head weed for me growing up, I was dyslexic. And I very early on, I noticed that I was slower than everybody. I couldn't do the math as well. I couldn't read as well. And I was put into remedial education, into like special classes for people who needed that. And I developed a belief about myself that I am not smart. And it was a very painful experience. You live your life this way, hoping you can be smart, hoping you can get ahead. And you realize, wait, I don't have everything everybody else seems to have. I'm way behind. And even all the way up through my senior year in high school, I was tested with an eighth grade reading comprehension. And so that was very, very difficult for me. Now, I developed a belief, a value, that once I realized, well, I'm not very smart, I don't think I can keep up, the way that I manifested that was to create an unconscious value that knowing the answer is important. You have to know the answer. And that led me to become very tenacious in how I would accumulate knowledge and memorize and internalize. And I became a know-it-all. I became quite arrogant. It was very clear I had a chip on my shoulder and something to prove. When I was in an argument, I would basically, you know, talk over people and let everybody know that I knew everything because knowing the answer was the only thing that mattered. Now, in the process, what happened was people became really disenchanted with me at times and became quite irritated. And the thing that I also wanted, which was connection, began to fall away because I was so in need of that validation of being smart. That is an example of a head weed in my life. Now, the key here is we have to be consciously finding and pulling any headweeds that are showing up. So that's one of the tasks. That's how you consciously evolve beliefs and values. Now, what I did was I eventually began to realize that's a weed. That thing isn't helping me. And so I made a choice. And the opposite task, once you've found and pulled a weed, is to consciously choose and plant a mind seed. So there's head weeds and mind seeds. This is now, after you've pulled a head weed, you plant a mind seed. So I began to experiment with, what's an alternative belief to I'm not smart? What if I actually am smart? What if I told myself that? And there are lots of things that I still don't do well. What if I changed it to, I haven't learned that yet? This becomes the belief when I encounter something that I haven't been good at yet. It's the word yet. I add the word yet. It's coming. Eventually it will. And what that does is it creates an alternative value. And so instead of the value being, it's important to know the answer, my new value became stay curious. This is one of the most important values in my life, is to always stay curious and to wonder what it is I don't know yet. And that no longer frightens me. I'm no longer scared of not being smart. I feel that sense of ongoing evolution and curiosity, and that provides all kinds of new access to possibilities that I wouldn't have had before. I get to learn from people and things that I wouldn't have learned from before because I'd be so busy trying to convince them that I already knew it. This is a powerful way that values shift. And so the second task is to choose and plant mind seeds. So you're pulling headweeds and planting mind seeds. And those mind seeds are, these are the more resourceful beliefs and values that will open doors for you. So another kind of high level example of that is, a common headweed is a belief that there isn't enough to go around in the world. There's just only so much to go around. The world is a scarce place. There are only a finite number of resources, and we had better either compete for them or preserve them. And there's not a totally bad belief. There are elements of preserving depending on where you are, but there's an alternative belief that is equally valid that you can observe in the natural world that replaces this headweed, and that is the mind seed that the earth is endlessly abundant. And all you have to do is look at an apple tree, and specifically an apple and an apple seed, because within every single apple is an entire endless orchard of other apple trees that can grow. And you begin to realize that the world and its natural processes are in fact abundant. The problem is not scarcity of resource, the problem is allocation of resource. And now you have a fundamentally different belief about the world that is more resourceful to you. You have a mind seed that can grow and begin to help you see more and more possibilities rather than live in a place of fear and competition and fights for resources. So this is just a few examples of how values, which are the most important thing to us, can shape the decisions we make. In the next module, I'm going to teach you how to plant mind seeds, resourceful beliefs and values, in a team.